Take your Bibles. I'm not going to preach a long time. You'll be glad to hear that, I'm sure. But take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Luke chapter 1. We're going to look at three or four verses here. Luke 1, beginning with verse 76. As we think about Jesus being the light of the world. And, of course, you know the story plot there was that these were missionaries in India. India is a place of a lot of religion, but total spiritual darkness. I've been over there and preached over there, and let me tell you, there's a lot of religion, but there's darkness when it comes to knowing Christ and to really being born again. This is a prophecy of Zacharias. This was the father of John the Baptist, and he went through a little period where he couldn't speak, and then he said his name is to be called what God told him to say. And now he is prophesying or preaching. That's just another word for preaching. And he said in verse 76, "And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." These are beautiful verses. And Zacharias was saying, "I'm telling you about one who is going to come, and this one is none other than Jesus. He is the light of the world." To have a light means to reveal something, or to shine upon something, or to make something known. And so Jesus is the light of the world as he makes known to us the plan of God and how to be saved, how to go to heaven. He is the revealer of the way for eternity and eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is that revealer. He's the one that makes known to us the heart of God. And here's something that we need to be reminded of, is everybody needs that light. Everybody needs that light. Why? Because we're all sinners. We're all in darkness until we come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're lost in darkness. We're dark. We have no understanding. We don't comprehend what it is to be saved until we focus on the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we begin to comprehend. And here's the problem. Why are people blinded? They're blinded by the devil. And he's the one that blinds people to the truth. He's real. He's active. He'll rob you of the truth anytime he can. And he wants to keep you in that spiritual blindness. That's exactly what he wants to do. And he'll give people all kinds of reasons and rationalizing and all of that to keep from being saved, to keep from coming to the light. And so we know that the devil is behind all of that. If people don't get saved, it's because they're blinded by the devil. They're blinded in a lot of different ways, and he is active in many different ways. He's active in giving them a false religion. He'll place that in their mind just to blind them so they won't see the real truth. He'll give them the idea that works would be the things that would get them to heaven. And they are blinded by thinking, hey, I can get there on my own good. And I just work the best I can and do the best I can. And then God weighs it all out at the end of my life. And after all, I'm not such a bad person. Therefore, I think I'm going to make it to heaven. And so the devil will blind them with that. He'll blind them with religion. He'll give you all the religion you want, as long as it's not true Christianity. There's religion all over the world. There are cults that people are blinded by them. And there are religions that are blinded by them. There are traditions that are given in a religious way that blind people. There are those who believe that by taking the Lord's Supper, or they might call it communion, that it literally turns into the flesh and blood of Christ, and by taking those elements, they are saved, and it has something to do with them being born again. That all is the blindness of Satan. He'll blind you to the truth any way he can. And let me tell you, he's a master at it. If you don't believe that, ask Adam and Eve. Amen? He is one who blinds people to the truth and to the light. But thank God Jesus is the light. Verse 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Now think about that word day spring. We're not used to saying day spring. We would probably say it like this, sunrise. And that's really what the word means. Jesus is like the sunrise. Out here in Texas, we see some beautiful sunrises. And I'm usually up before the sun rises. And a lot of times I will say to my wife as I'm walking maybe back across a little area that's enclosed on our back porch, and I'll look over there in the east and the sun is coming up and it's so brilliant and so beautiful. I'll say, come here, honey, look at this. This is breathtaking. But I'll tell you, Jesus is more breathtaking. He's the sunrise. He's the one who gives the light. He's the one. Aren't you glad we have the sunshine? Man, I wouldn't want to live in Alaska. Where's Matthew? I don't know if he's here tonight or not. But I wouldn't want to live in Alaska all the time where you have 6 months of darkness and 6 months of light. That really confused me. But I'm glad we have the sunrise and the sunlight so that we can do what we do and function the way we ought to function. But Jesus is the light. He's the day spring. He's the sunrise. He's the one that gives the light. And because of that, he says in verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness. There again, people who have never trusted Christ, you're in darkness. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you're living in darkness. You've been deceived. You don't understand what it is. But God wants to give you the light, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Not only a physical death, but a spiritual death, to be separated from God forever and ever. And he says this light is to guide our feet into the way of peace. I like that word peace. We hear a lot about peace at Christmas. And we know that one of these days the Prince of Peace is going to bring world peace. But until then, we can have peace in our hearts, can't we? We can have real peace of knowing, hey, I'm saved. I'm ready to meet God. If something happens to me tonight and I draw my last breath, I'm going to heaven. I have peace in my heart. Then I'm born again. Then I'm saved. Why? Because of the light. He came to give light to those of us that were in darkness. Why? To guide our feet into the way of peace. Do you have peace tonight? We ought to have peace. Not only that, keep in mind that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. And we said something about that a while ago, but he does. He's the master at it, and he'll transform himself into an angel of light. You know what an angel is? It's a preacher. It's somebody who's preaching, somebody who preaches. And there are a lot of satanic so-called people who have transformed themselves, the devil has, to them into angels that are not really angels of light, but they are imposters in that area. They are satanic angels of light. He's transformed, and they preach and teach and lie about how you get to heaven. He is a master deceiver in that. But then wait a minute, for all of us who are saved already, that's most of you here tonight, maybe all of you, I don't know, God knows. And I hope if you're not saved that you'll come tonight and receive Christ as your Savior and get the light and have the peace that God wants to give you. But then we are the ones who are supposed to carry the light. Those of us that are saved are to carry the light. And let me tell you, you can't carry the light very good in a dirty vessel. We're to be right with God. We're to have our wicks trimmed, our light burning, and we're to have a good, solid witness to all of those who are watching our lives, not only in the Christmas season, but all year long. carry the light, give it to them. And we're to be clean vessels. You'll never be able to give people the light and express the light of the world to them unless you're living right. If you're living like the devil and living outside of God's will and not doing the right things, and you know what you're doing in secret, and God knows what you're doing in secret, then, my dear friend, that's going to impact whether or not you're going to be able to carry the light in a way that it should be carried. And sometimes what we do is we have bad testimonies and we put our light under a bushel basket. God says we need to put it up on top of a mountain, up on top of a hill. Let the light shine that others may see Christ, as she quoted, that they can see our works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So he can see the works in our life. That is a way of being able to get the light to people, carrying it to them and having a good testimony. And then those who don't get saved are cast into what? Outer darkness. Outer darkness. You say, well, I thought there'd be flames in hell. There will be flames in hell, but there will also be darkness. And it'll be a dismal place. You cannot imagine what it'll be like. Matthew says in 8:12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. Outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What a sad thing if you have not come to the light and received Christ. Because if you die that way, you'll be lost. You'll go into outer darkness. And I can't tell you what all that means, but I can tell you this. It's not good. It's terrible. It's horrible. You don't want to live in outer darkness. You don't want to be cast into hell. You don't want to be there with the fallen angels and the demons of hell and be in hell all of the eternal life. That's in darkness, in spiritual darkness, for all of that time. What a terrible thing that you would be lost and die and go to hell. I got good news for you. Jesus loves you, and he's the light. And he wants to lighten your heart. He wants to save your soul. And then he wants those of us who are saved to live like it, to carry the light in a clean vessel to glorify God. Would you stand, please? We're going to sing page 391. I think it's 391. And most of us are familiar with that song. Then later we'll have a invitation song. But let's just, this is not the invitation. I just want you to sing this song, good old song that has been around for a while, all right?
391, The Light of the World. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Verse 2. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, is shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Ye dwellers in darkness with sun-blinded eyes, the light of the world is Jesus. Go wash at his bidding and light will arise. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, is shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. sunlight in heaven, we're told. The light of the world is Jesus. The Lamb is the light in the city of gold. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, is shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Let's bow our heads, would you? Just bow your heads a moment. We're going to have an invitation in just a little bit. Have you received the light? Have you been born again? Have you been saved? If not, dear friends, if not, tonight would be a good time for you to walk down this aisle and say, I'm putting my faith and my trust in Jesus, the light of the world. And that's exactly who he is. And he wants to lighten your heart and give you peace tonight that your sins are forgiven. Would you let him do that? If you're here without Christ, just step out in a few moments and come. Maybe you're a Christian and you're thinking, I could let my light shine brighter. I could live a better life for Christ. I could do more for him. And I need to share that light and get that light out to lost people in the world who are still in darkness all around us. Maybe your testimony and what it ought to be, and you need to make some things right with God tonight. Would you do it? Father, bless now this invitation. May your will be done. If there's someone that's lost, oh God, I know you're speaking to them through your word. I pray they'd come and be saved. And Christians who need to come, I pray they would come. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While we sing, would you